today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
Obviously, lots going on in Russia over the course of the weekend. Many not really sure what was happening. A mutiny, a coup, what have you. But what started out as a great concern then ended as quickly as it started. And I want to bring in Arl Brown here. He's got an interesting article in the Globe and Mail. The Wagner Mutiny shows Putin's war isn't just a tragedy for Ukraine, it's disaster for Russia. And to talk more about all of this and to talk about the latest and what really did happen over the course of the weekend and where this all goes moving forward and what it means for the future of Russia, the people, and for Putin. To talk more about all this, Arl Brown with us, Professor International Relations, Senior Member of the Monk School of Global Affairs, University of Toronto, and with us now. Arl, thank you for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Why is this a disaster for Russia as well as Ukraine?
It really exposed all of the problems with Putin's regime. It exposed the fact that this is a war that was unnecessary. This is what Prigozhin basically brought to the surface in a very stark way when he said that this is not just a special operation, it is a war, that it was not justified, Russia was not under threat, that this was entirely driven by people who, in Prigozhin's words, had misled Vladimir Putin, and that the war was prosecuted in the worst possible way by people who were incompetent. So this basically took away any kind of claim to legitimacy to the war that Putin tried to create by saying it's a special operation designed to protect Russia, which was under attack from NATO forces and from a neo-Nazi regime in Ukraine. It also revealed the fact that Russia is in a terrible state economically. They can't produce enough weapons. They were using tanks out of storage. They found that corruption has spread to the military to the extent that many of these tanks were missing engines or guns because it was stolen. And it also highlighted the increasing dependence of Russia on China in international fora, where Russia has become a supplicant. Russia is becoming a vassal state of China's. And so in that sense, what Vladimir Putin has done is, over the 23 years that has been in power, he has wasted all the natural resources that Russia has, the enormous human talent, and he has mortgaged Russia's future in order to stay in power himself.
So if you're a Russian citizen, and, you know, obviously their media is controlled by government and such, they're limited in what they are hearing. But all of a sudden you see this Wagner force coming in and such, and many were greeted with open arms when they did come. If you're a Russian citizen, how are you interpreting all this? What are you reading into this?
At best, they would be confused. At another level, many of them may start getting outraged because they can see that they've been lied to. The Kremlin had controlled the media, and therefore what Russian citizens were getting was very selective. Yes, some of the younger generation was able to access the internet, but even social media was controlled by the Kremlin. Now, when you have a situation where the mayor of Moscow only a day ago was saying that they may have to close Moscow on Monday, that is today, because there would be a special counterterrorism regime, and that was then changed after there was a resolution, this compromise with Prigozhin. The people in Moscow, and these are some of the most influential citizens because they are at the center of power, they have to ask, how is Russia so vulnerable? This regime that said to the people, you know, you may not have particularly good lives. You certainly do not have a standard of living comparable to that in Japan or Germany or Italy or France, but we are getting international prestige. We are respected again in the world. We are successful in Syria. We are successful in Georgia. We were successful in 2014 in the case of the first invasion of Ukraine. Now, they have to wonder, we were trying to defend ourselves in Moscow from a group, the Wagner group, that was created, in a sense, by Vladimir Putin. That is not a good sign. That is not an indication of a regime that has been successful. So in so many fundamental ways, the Putin regime has failed. And more than just failed, it has dragged Russia down with it. So you have a situation where Russians who live in the country with the largest territorial spread, with natural resources that are greater than any other country on the planet, with astonishing scientific talent, are poorer than the average citizen in Romania. And for what?
The Wagner mercenaries, these forces, obviously the leader has taken off. I mean, nobody knows where he is, really. What about those forces? Where are they now? What is their role now?
In order to bring it under control, ironically, Putin will also make him largely ineffective. The Wagner forces were some of the most effective ones fighting for Russia. They're the ones who took over Bakhmut. The genesis of this organization was going back to 2014, when the core of it was composed of former Russian soldiers and officers who came from elite units. And these were really effective fighting forces. Now they are being pushed to be folded under the control of the Minister of Defense, which is notoriously inefficient and thoroughly corrupt. We don't know exactly what the situation is with Prigozhin. On Saturday, the compromise agreement basically gave him immunity from prosecution, and all charges were going to be dropped. Now, state media today in Moscow said, no, those charges are not dropped. So it's a little wonder that Prigozhin is not showing himself in public. He could be arrested, and I think he is not a person whose personal safety is assured by any means.
What about Putin? How will he sell this to his citizens? We've only got a few seconds left.
He will try to his best to look tough, to say that this was a great victory, that the rebellion has been crushed. He will take some very strong action against real and imagined conspirators, but it may not sell. And that's where there's a big crack. And in that kind of rule, if you don't have absolute power, if your aura of invincibility is punctured, eventually you lose.
Arl Brown is with us, professor of political science, international relations, University of Toronto, associate at Harvard University's Davis Center. The latest in the Globe and Mail, the Wagner Mutiny shows Putin's war isn't just a tragedy for Ukraine, it's a disaster for Russia. Arl, as always, thanks so much for the time. Be well.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.